With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. How is the COVID-19 crisis impacting the cattle business? In part two of our conversation today with the NCBA's president, Marty Smith, he says farmers and ranchers need to work together.
You know, before this all came to pass, we were talking about, and I was talking about, let's work on our teamwork. Let's work together. There's a lot of problems out there that we face as an industry. There's a lot of problems that we face on our individual ranches and feed yards, and let's focus on those, but let's focus on working together toward solutions. We're tough people. We face crises regularly. We face challenges. This one's a huge one for us. We know that. But we will work together. We're starting to see maybe a little bit of relief. We're hoping to see restaurants open back up. That's a big factor. We've got to get people back working again. That was part of what the president was talking about, this executive order. Get the people in the packing plants back working. Let's get America back going again, and let's be a part of that solution, and I think we will be.
President Trump announced this week local farm service agency offices are going to begin accepting applications for the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program funds, which the administration hopes to begin rolling out to producers next week. More information about the application process is also available today at the CFAP website. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.